Olympic Games at 12:30 and 15 hours to see who will make it to the final. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTicket, VIP 300 Kwacha, West Wing 150 Kwacha, East Wing 50 Kwacha, South and North Wing 30 Kwacha, and Early Bed 20 Kwacha.
Your story matters, ABSA. The headlines. Heavy rains destroy 50 hectares of maize fields in Gwembe. Former MUZ president warns of weekend labor movement due to union proliferation. And in global news, mourners reminded of Pope Francis' call to build bridges, not walls. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The Department of Agriculture Services has revealed that about 50 hectares of maize fields have been destroyed following a heavy downpour that hit Gwembe District last week. Acting District Agriculture Coordinator Ethel Mwemba says that the destruction has affected 64 farmers across the district and has appealed to farmers to strictly adhere to early warning advisories and adopt best agricultural practices to minimize future losses. Ms. Mwemba was speaking when Gwembe Town Council Chairperson Mr. Colette Ndlovu, District Commissioner Mr. Kilion Chikandula, Council Secretary Mr. Bigi Hawacha, and the District Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit Coordinator, among others, toward selected areas to assess the extent of the damage.
We are here along the riverbank of the Poma River, assessing the damage that was caused by the flash floods. We have so far, the report that has been given so far is that approximately 64 farmers have been affected with an estimated area of about 50 hectares.
Meanwhile, Gwembe Town Council Chairperson Colette Ndlovu has urged farmers to secure their crops, particularly maize, to avoid major losses during extreme weather events.
Our people here have been affected once more because the central area where they normally plant their crops, because there are areas which we call wetlands. So this is one of the areas here in Koma where the plants have swept away the maize for our local people here. Now, we are needing assistance. We need to come in and grab them so that we are able to provide them food and to continue also the program for cash for wheat. Also, maybe give them fertilizer under the program for wetland so that they are able to replant, because that's what this is their culture.
And Gwembe District Commissioner Kilion Chikandula, who expressed sadness over the destruction, assured the affected farmers that government would implement interventions to assist them. Former and immediate past president of the Mine Workers Union of Zambia, MUZ, Chimbankole, has expressed concern that the increasing number of unions in the mining sector is weakening the labor movement and undermining workers' bargaining power. Mr. Nkole notes that there are currently 9 mine worker unions operating in Zambia, with 2 more expected to be registered, saying the multiplicity of unions is fragmenting the labor movement and has compromised its ability to negotiate effectively on behalf of the miners. Meanwhile, Mr. Nkole has added his voice to calls for the establishment of a miners' day in Zambia, joining distinguished leaders such as Copperbelt University Vice Chancellor Professor Imasuku Nyambe, saying such a day would honor the sacrifices made by miners toward the country's economic growth.
When you are proliferating, you are not going to be defensive. We have seen situations where a union is planting. To inform management of your strategy, everywhere in the world, that's what happens. Why do you think Mundo is Brian Chairman? Ever about the thing? Ramanda, did you just print for Brian Chairman to president? I remember when I was in the union, where I first seen, because there had to be a track, not just bringing up from nowhere. Now, those people become puppets. Like somebody was saying, a partial reunion, and managed the sector country, some of them were even chatting together. But no one was getting here with a potential. just here at Matran this time.
And MUS General Secretary George Mumamba has stressed the importance of collaboration between current and past leaders in order to maintain unity and avoid divisions that could hinder the progress of the mining sector. Meanwhile, MUS President Joseph Chewe has called on the government to accelerate efforts to formalize artisanal and small-scale mining activities, urging authorities to simplify the licensing process and enhance support for capacity building, capitalization and market linkages to boost job creation and expand the country's revenue base.
We are asking for formalizing and developing the SM sector, Zambia can increase revenue generation, improve working conditions, and promote sustainable practices. This in turn can contribute to the country's economy, growth, development. Why also ensure that benefits of mining are shared equitably among all stakeholders? I am, however, I'd like to announce that MUS has already taken the steps to formalize the service artisanal and small scale sector in Zambia through its project Northwestern Province and the Black Province. So far, we are expanding our intercourse to other parts of the country.
Chief Wunda Wunda Royal Council Chairman Kenneth Chipungu has officially unveiled the Wunda Wunda Royal Family Tree, declaring that Kausa Mwajindalo of the Tuvi Khalifa Royal Family will continue as Chief Wunda Wunda the 10th of the Soli Shamifwe Royal Establishment. Mr. Chipungu states that Mr. Mwajindalo was unanimously endorsed by both the Royal Council and members of the Royal Family during a meeting held on April 5, 2025, adding that the newly unveiled family tree consists of only two royal families, Tuvi Khalifa and Mulonga Nyasenga. He has emphasized that the decision to establish and publish the Royal Family Tree was not voluntary, but in response to a Supreme Court directive dated March 20, 2024. According to Mr. Chipungu, the ruling excludes Mr. David Musona and his family from the Wunda Wunda royal lineage, stating that they are therefore ineligible to ascend to the throne, while reiterating President Hakainde Hichilema's recent appeal to traditional leaders to avoid taking succession disputes to court and instead resolve such matters within royal councils and families.
The Royal Council, who is ourselves, Royal Council, and the Royal Family members that met on 5 February 2025, unanimously endorsed that Mr. Kausa Mwajindalo of Tuvi Khalifa Royal Family continues as Chief of Wunda Wunda, the 10th of Soli Shamifwe Royal Establishment with immediate effect. The confusion created by David Musona is deeply regretted and should not have happened. You cannot remove a sitting chief in that manner who has gone through the traditional rituals. Again, I want to emphasize this. I hope this thing will not happen again. Yakuya kufunya mwami lawo yonga. Ishimulawa neba miwangaye manje mshishi.
However, according to a Supreme Court judgment delivered on March 24, 2024, the court upheld David Musona's claim to the chieftaincy, recognizing three royal families, Tuvi Khalifa, Kashimbi and Mulonga, as eligible to ascend to the Wunda Wunda throne. The court further ordered that the chieftaincy should rotate to the Kashimbi royal family, thereby validating Mr. Musona's position as chief. Engineering Institution of Zambia, EIZ, President Engineer Wesley Kaluba has stressed the urgent need to align Zambia's engineering education with international standards to better equip the country's future engineers. Speaking during the inaugural civil engineering lecture at North Rice University, Engineer Kaluba provided a comprehensive overview of the state of Zambia's infrastructure, highlighting key challenges in sectors such as roads, bridges, water supply, sanitation, electricity, and ICT. He has emphasized the critical